meeting to order of Wednesday, July 8th, 7 p.m. And we've got to be diligent because Joanne's on our lunch hour and we don't need her to get in trouble.
So, well, we'll just ram the whole thing through.
Quickly as possible.
Yep.
Okay, call to order, which I've done. There's no public forum. Sorry about that, public. Got a review of the agenda. Has everybody had a good look at the agenda? Is there anything you want to add?
I'd like to add the Village Planning Advisory Report.
Okay, where's correspondence or report? Your report?
7D.
7D. Village Advisory?
Yeah.
I think we should probably also add in there review approval of minutes of the Fire Hall Building Committee, even though we haven't approved them yet. It's just to include it in the minutes. That's the reason why.
In reports or in approval?
Just in the minutes. So,
the 4C.
And that was June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Building committee.
Okay. If there's no other changes, I need a motion to approve the minutes with adding on 4C, June 3rd, building committee minutes. And 7D Village Advisory Report.
Approve the agenda as with the additions.
Michael second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, let's proceed right into 4A. That's the regular meeting. Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. If there's no problems with the minutes, I need a motion to approve those minutes, please.
Someone make the motion.
Okay.
Michael, make the motion. Nancy, you second?
Sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We'll move right to the next minutes. Special meeting Wednesday, June 24th, and they are page 5. If there's anybody have any problem with those minutes?
No.
With no problem, I need a motion, please. Second.
So move.
Nancy moved. Michael second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Now we're 4C. I don't have the minutes in front of me.
No, the minutes have, the last meeting of the building committee was June 3rd, 2020, and as such, we have not had an opportunity for the committee to approve them. We expect that they will be presented for approval at the next meeting on June 16th at 7 p.m. July 16th, thank you. My God, March lasted 8 months, and, you know, July and June have lasted 2 weeks.
Okay. I see we have a Simon here. Anyway. All right. Thank you for Joanne. Business arising. Okay, we have item 5. Future interest rates. And that's on page, on the investment, page 6 and 7.
With regard to this topic, at some point I would like to make a motion with regard to investments. But Dennis, do you want to lead the discussion on this?
Yeah, the bank sent me Tuesday. The rates are still the same. Non-redeemable 18-month, 1.35%, 9-month, 1.15%. If you look on page 6, because, you know, it doesn't identify the specific account, but July 16th, the first one, $134,000, that's the swimming pool. The building fund, $371,000. The utility fund, $36,000. And the operating reserve is $179,109.
Dennis, did you get an interest rate for cashable?
No. But I know it's about, I've seen, I didn't get one. It must have, it's about 0.5% or something. I don't know. It's really low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to update the commission on the apparatus reserve?
Yes, the apparatus. Okay, the apparatus reserve. We made a motion. The $565,369.39 to invest that in 18 months. I had a discussion with John. We had the other $150,000 from last year, which gained $1,474 interest. He said, you might as well lock it all in together, put it with the 565. And we also had $27,000, which had minimum interest, both those accounts. And I said, okay, we're talking to him, put it all together. We have a total of $744,010. I had him invested at 18 months at 1.35%, and it would mature December 25th, 2021. It'd be worth $758,257. That's interest in 18 months of over $14,000. We also have in the budget $150,000 that we did not put into a reserve yet, but the budget has said that, hey, the money's there.
What's the maturity date? Did you say December?
December 25th, 2021.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So that one's taken care of.
Well, hang on a second. This is maybe where I want to make my motion.
All right, let's hear it.
Our reserves policy states that funds that are available on the date of the first quarterly tax installment of the following budget year shall be allocated to payment of Village of Chester debts, reserve accounts, or reducing the tax rate for the following year. The commission shall authorize the transfer of funds to and from the reserve accounts by resolution. Now, we received our first tax installment of $221,919 on May the 15th. At the end of May, the balance in our operating account was $413,479, earning zero interest rate. Subtracting the amount of the tax installment from the closing balance tells us that we had $191,570 left over from last fiscal revenue from taxation, rental income, and other sources. So do we actually need all of this extra money sitting idly in the operating account in case we run short, which we shouldn't if we adhere to our planned and budgeted expenditures? Or are we going to invest some of that extra money and make it work for us? So to date, we have spent $128,300 of the first $221,919. That leaves us with $93,600 to last us until our next installment, which will be probably in another week. 10 days maximum. And we will also be receiving $221,919 again in October and in January. So in accordance with our reserve funds policy, I would propose a motion. We invest $170,000 of the $191,570 extra in our operating account. Sorry, that we invest $170,000 of that extra in our operating account in three of our reserve funds. $80,000 in the apparatus reserve, $80,000 in our building reserve, and $10,000 in our EHS reserve when it's established. Now, there's also the question of the financial statement surplus of $23,000, which should probably also go into the operating reserve. I'm suggesting that the operating reserve of $179,000 be invested in a cashable GIC plus the $23,000 from the financial statement, just in case we need it. That's its purpose. The utility reserve of $36,000 can be invested, in my opinion, at in an 18-month non-redeemable GIC at 1.35%. The building reserve of $371,296 plus $80,000, I would suggest that that be invested in the 9-month non-redeemable GIC at 1.15%. The Lido reserve of $134,203,000 be invested in an 18-month non-redeemable GIC at 1.35%. We have still $150,000 to contribute to the apparatus reserve in 2021. So when that investment is made, it should be in a cashable GIC to be used possibly as a down payment on a piece of the apparatus if required. The Lido Reserve has another GIC of $30,000 maturing on September 23rd. When that comes due, this could be used to offset expenses for wharf repair and or ramp construction. So that is my motion. That's my rationale behind the motion. Are there any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I feel that Commissioner Hatch has gone beyond what is in the agenda. The agenda on page 6, we have 4 investments maturing, and the question was, what do you want to do with them? Do you want to lock them in or leave them in cashable? It's your decision. Everything else recommended, although it may be, it is interesting, but I think as commissioners, you and me need more information on the reserves, on the money in the bank account. Well, what are we doing with it? So I think that calls for another meeting. It's not needed right now to take our money of the operating account and start investing it all over. I think you need it on paper in front of you in order to make a decision. So right now, I recommend you just look at those accounts on page 6 and decide where you want to go.
Anybody
so
else?
We're contravening the reserve funds policy then.
That can be brought up later. But what I'm saying right now, if I was a commissioner, I need more information in front of me, something written down on paper. It's hard to make a decision when you don't have something in front of you. Right now, I presented to you a list of accounts for you to decide. Do you want to reinvest or you want to, what do you want to do with it?
I understand what Dennis is saying. So, okay.
I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
I have to agree with Dennis. I totally zoned out as Nancy was talking because it all went over my head. I like to have something in front of me and to be clear on the pros and cons. Really didn't expect this to come up, so I'm just not prepared to support that motion this evening.
Would the Michael go ahead?
Bill?
Yeah?
I would like Dennis to be able to do his job, and he is doing his job, as far as I'm concerned, by presenting the four items to be discussed at this meeting.
Okay. Martin, you got anything to say, old Kirk?
Oh, actually, I'm just sitting back here and just listening, this all in, and working with it in my mind. Thank you.
I'm going to ask.
I will withdraw the motion if you like.
Well, let me say something here first. I'm wondering, because it's money and we don't want to contravene any of our policies if we can afford it. What is your pleasure? Can we get all our stuff together by next week and get together again? Is anybody's schedule so screwed up or so tight that we couldn't have a special meeting on it?
Is it that much of a rush that we'd have to do it next week because we already have a building committee meeting?
Okay, what do you guys think? So Joanne, I understand what Joanne's saying. A lot on the agenda, and it's harder doing things through Zoom.
I would like to point out that the existing GICs are maturing a week from tomorrow, and it would be nice to have consolidation of the GICs, as Dennis did with the apparatus reserve.
Yeah. So the building committee's meeting is the 16th, isn't it?
The building committee meeting is Thursday the 16th.
Which is the day that the GICs mature.
Yeah. It would still give us enough time. I mean, how long would if Nancy, you put all that stuff in writing and send it to us, how long would it take for us to have a short meeting to discuss it so that on the 16th, Dennis could do his thing? Nancy?
I have it in writing.
Okay.
If the rest of the commission is not interested in my input on the GICs and the terms, that's fine. I'll withdraw the motion and we will continue to discuss it at a later date.
Well, are you able to send your writings out to all of us?
Sure.
Okay.
If I can get this freaking Outlook to work.
I know, I can only see the top of your head right now. I can hear your voice. Oh, that's better. Okay, so are you going to withdraw the motion?
If that's the commission's wish.
Well, Joanne stated her stuff. Michael, you would like to deal with what we got on paper here tonight?
Yes, and let Dennis do his job.
Michael or Martin?
First off, Nancy, thank you for taking the time to do what you've done. Clearly, you're the one that's been putting a lot of time into this, more so than the rest of us. And as
thanks,
I say,
Mike.
Thanks again for that one. And I really have no problem with it. What you're telling me makes sense. I've got no issue coming back at a later time and having a meeting on this and going through with this. I think it'd be a good idea.
Okay, so I get a consensus that come back at a later date. I'd rather not the date go too long.
You'd rather not what?
Wait too long to come and visit it again.
Can you pick a date now? There's only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm not available Monday. I am currently available Tuesday or Wednesday.
How's everybody next Wednesday at 7 o'clock? What's that good for you?
Fine with me.
Michael? Okay. Martin's okay. Joanne, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay. So, Dennis, let's do a special meeting next Wednesday at 7 and deal with it. And by that time, we'll all have our paperwork that we can look at. Makes sense to me what Nancy's saying. I tried to write everything down. I couldn't get it. Okay, so we got to go back to dealing with investments we got now. That go on the 16th. You want to deal with it then, or deal with it next Wednesday?
I would recommend dealing with it next Wednesday.
Anybody else got a problem with that? So we can roll these in and, you know.
Sounds good.
Joanne's okay. Martin's okay. Michael?
Is it a time sensitive? When are they
doing? Well, the 16th. We got the 16th, so we meet the 15th. And okay. Deal with it. Then we all, then Dennis can do his thing on the 16th.
Good.
Okay, let's move on. Six, correspondence. I don't see any down here. We go into reports on 7A, clerk treasurer.
That's okay.
Page 8 to 13.
Yeah, in my report, basically, do you want to open the washrooms? There's some guidelines provided. What the page 9 from the province, what they say you have to do. Those were the most recent. I just got them off last week. Page 10 and on are from the Life Saving Society, and it's much more extensive. So the question is, do you want to open the washrooms? I talked to the cleaners. We brought them in, the two of them. They have no problem cleaning the washrooms at night. We bought extra gloves for them for cleaning. Spray 9, and they're happy with doing it, and they said they would come by in the afternoon. They clean it at night, opens up in the morning clean, and they would come by in the afternoon to clean up again, sanitize it, or whatever they do at 2 o'clock. So the motion's required there. Secondly, another motion, if you want to open the swimming pool, we have to put some guidelines in place. We just had the cement work done, and it has to be painted, so I had Paul out there and another guy he works with, they're painting it today. So it looks pretty good. They're looking at the pumps. If we are going to open, they would be able to open next week. The only thing we'd have to do tomorrow is order the chlorine for the pool, so it would be here first of next week, probably Monday if we order tomorrow. And the lifeguards, I got two lifeguards that said they are available. They're waiting to start work. So we had two lifeguards. That's the only thing I have. But we'd have to make up some signs. And the guidelines say that you have to have an entrance in and entrance out. I know we have problems with the deck at the pool. We passed a motion to have Land and Sea tear out the deck and put a new one in. But that's not going to happen until the fall or maybe next year in the spring. In the meantime, looking at it, if you went down there, we could just put a sheet of plywood down, cut it so that people can walk down and rope off the rest of the area. So it would be safe. That's my suggestion for that, for the pool. So you need a motion on that.
Okay, just before we go into any motion, Bill sent me, I have Bill Zink to go down and have a look at it as well, because he's the one that built it years ago. And I'm sorry, but I'm having a bugger of a time. I can't print. Bill's texted it to me. I can't print it off to bring it in so that Dennis can look at it. But the warp is one thing. The first thing is washrooms. We're going to open them up. We need a motion to that. We're going to open the pool. We need a motion to that. Now, as far as the pool and all the regulations, we're going to have to develop our own protocols. which are changing, they may change out Friday again. That's protocols from the government. So what's the pleasure? Joanne, do you think the pool should be open?
My first thought was to talk about the public washroom.
Okay, public washroom. We'll do that.
And I think what Dennis suggested is fine with having the cleaners do the actual cleaning at night, but it does say here on page 9 that they must be cleaned and disinfected regularly, particularly the high-touch surfaces such as faucets, toilet stalls, blah, blah, blah. So the easiest way to do that is with Health Canada approved wipes, which they can be ordered, and then that way they don't have to be dried off or left to sit or anything like that. So they can be purchased through a dental supply. I can find out where you can get them. But my concern is that it says here in the second bullet point to don't allow the lines of crest to form near the restroom without maintaining a distance of at least 2 meters, clearly post signs and markers. That's fine, that can all be done, but who's going to oversee this? You know, the actual cleaning, you know, wiping down at the touch points and ensuring that lines are not formed and that people are maintaining social distance.
Well, the cleaning is one thing. And I said a long time ago, we're going to have to hire some people to do that. You can't expect lifeguards to do that because they're going to be on the other side. So we're going to need to canvass the area. And the only one I don't know how many, but I mean, the Sea Cadets has some pretty responsible people. And I think if we put the word out, we will get some responsible people that can, Dennis can bounce their ship back and forth so they're always there, that if Bill Noss goes in the male washroom, the backup, and somebody goes in and does the touch points, or sanitizes, I guess is the word, wipes it down with wipes or whatever, same for the female. I mean, that's all in the protocols. We sort of have to, there's no point of development if we're not going to open the pool, or open the washroom. So we have to figure out, if the pleasure of the commission is to open these washrooms, then we got to do things like signage, get help, and we got to pick a date that we're going to open. Any comments?
I think it's important to have the washrooms open, and I don't think that we could consider opening the pool, really, in my mind, unless we do have the washrooms open.
I agree with you 100%, Joanne. And I do believe that the pool opening, I think it's important for the community. I do. I know it's sort of scary in some ways because this COVID is a real thing and it's not gone. It's just running and hiding. And the next person that drives in the village to pass through and sit down and may have it. We don't know. All of our mandate is to try to do the best we can to prevent COVID from going off and somebody else getting it. And if somebody else gets it and they trace it to our spot, well, the pool's shut down. Boom, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
No questions. So I guess the first thing I would say, you need a motion to open the washrooms and to get Dennis to develop with help from wherever he can get it to protect the public and the protocol and signage, etc. I think he's quite up to speed on that, things like signage and the protocols. Cleaning is one thing, sanitizing is another, disinfecting is another. So
spray 9, if that's what is being used, that is approved as a hard surface disinfectant by Health Canada.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
So I would make that motion to open the pool following recommended measures measures as recommended by Clerk Treasurer.
You mean the pool or the washroom?
Sorry, the washrooms. We'll start with the washrooms anyway.
Yeah. We got a motion to open the washroom We're going to have to develop protocols, et cetera.
Why not include the pool in with the motion to open the washrooms?
Fran?
Otherwise, we'd need a special meeting to move to open the pool or wait until
not needing a special meeting, but I'm just give me a second. I'll just take a quick glance over here. I suppose whoever we hire to do the touch points in the washrooms could also do the touch points for the pool.
Yep.
Okay, so that section is covered. If you have the proper disinfectant, it does typically minimum needs to sit for 1 minute.
You have the good stuff.
So you may have to have them disinfect it and keep these areas barred off for 1 minute before they move on to the next. So protected with adequate PPE. So how are lifeguards and staff, so they're all going to be masked?
I would say, I know I got to go mask all day long.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that one? The mask is not going to affect them unless they have to jump the pool.
Are there going to be swimming lessons if we open up?
I have no idea. That's totally different preaching.
Right.
Got to open the pool first. You got to finish the pool first.
Okay. And Dennis, when did you say that the pool expected to be ready?
If you give permission today, we should be able to get the chlorine by Monday.
Okay.
And then they got to fill, put it with water. Well, they put the water in right away if they can, and then chlorinate it. But I would call the lifeguard and say, come on down, help me with the protocol, get the signs made. I would say perhaps near the end of next week.
Which is, what date's that?
So, the wonderful 16th.
Oh, 16th, that's it, okay. Amazing date.
It is.
You haven't heard anything from Municipal Affairs, if the emergency order is going to extend or not extend?
No, that's decided on Friday.
Okay.
It's a renewal, yeah.
Dennis, if you have any concerns whatsoever after going through the protocol?
I've never done it before. You know, develop protocol, I had to steal it from other places, but I don't know. My main concern is that you hire somebody to do the job, well, okay, let's hope they do it.
Well, yeah, that's like anything else.
It's
sort of an orientation. When they do the orientation of the employee, I know there's people around, we just don't know it, that are more than adequate to not only handle the social distancing or asking people to do it, but they're also clean. I don't know who right now, but that's something we have to go find. But we need a date that we're going to strike for a date. And is that the 16th, Dennis?
I have to advertise. We can't open until we have the staff.
Right.
Now, the city of Halifax, I went on their website, and they're opening 3 indoor pools just for lane swim and aquafit. They said no outdoor pools will be open, because they don't have the staffing, they don't have the time to train them, and they don't have time to do repairs of the outdoor pools.
Yeah, I understand that. But that's 3 or 4, a whole bunch of pools. We got one pool.
Yeah.
And it's... So,
I'm concerned that, if you say okay, I got to put an ad in the paper. How do you get people? How do you get people? Just, you know... How do we do it? A post an ad outside, say anybody interested in you know, sanitizer? How much are they going to get paid? Minimum wage? You know, how are we going to do? We got to hire, you know, how many people? Two, three? You got to allow for breaks for people?
You sound like you don't want to open the pool then.
No. Like, I can't give you a date when it can open. I say the date will be when I have the staff. Okay. If you say yes, well, okay, I'll go to it.
But you just told us that a tentative date you had it would be next week.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a tentative date. The pool, that's when you're telling me the pool will be ready, functioning pool.
Yeah. Why don't we let Dennis do his job and make an announcement when the pool is ready to open that the pool is open?
That's true, but we still need to motion here to open the pool.
Open the pool, ready to be opened.
Yeah. Well, I can't stick to a date, Bill. I'm just saying that. No. Nancy, I agree. Make a motion.
Joanne, can I get you to modify your thing to include washroom and pool?
Sure.
With proper protocols at a future date as near as possible.
Consider it amended.
Okay.
Good.
Everybody here, hear that? We need a seconder. Martin seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now, I just ask one thing. If you know anybody that wants the job, send them my way.
The easiest thing, there's a couple of ways that you can put it out there. Facebook would be one. Also, there are free ways of putting it out that people set their, if they're looking for jobs, they set it up. So Indeed, Monster, Wow, all of those. Word of mouth is probably just as effective as anything else.
I agree. Around here,
yeah,
word of mouth seems to carry a lot of weight.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else in your report, Dennis, you want to talk about?
No, the other stuff just refers to the investments.
Okay.
Excuse me, but the motion wasn't voted on. It was just first. I didn't hear it, sorry.
I said all those in favor.
Yeah.
I had a whole bunch of thumbs up.
So yeah.
Okay. I wasn't looking at the screen, I was listening and writing. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I need a motion on clerk treasurer report. And a second.
So moved.
Second.
Joanne moved. Michael second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financial statement, bank transactions, June 2020, pages 14. Through 22. Any questions? Hearing no questions, then can I get a motion, please? Excuse me.
So moved.
Second.
Michael second. Boy, on the financial report. I'm going to have to run and get a jump of water here. Everybody will think I've got COVID. So we got a move and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Fire chief report.
Good evening, commissioners. June 28th, Chester Basin, Hubbard's, Blanford, Western Shore, and Merritt, Missouri Fire Departments assisted us with containing a structure fire in the community of East Chester. Lunenburg and Hansport departments were also responded, but we canceled them en route. I'd like to extend my appreciation to our neighboring firefighters who answered our call for help. Thank you all. Below is a note I received today from a family member of the occupants. It reads, my son and his partner had a devastating house fire on 10 Penny Lane on Sunday, the 28th. There were numerous fire trucks and firefighters from various districts who responded. We just want to thank them for everything they did. But as so many districts were involved, we hoped you could pass along the message to each fire hall. Even though the house could not be saved, the firemen pulled out what they could and were very kind and supportive. My 14-year-old granddaughter sobbed today when she realized she had not lost everything, as these wonderful people grabbed what they could, brought it to safety, and covered it up until my son could get it. Thank you. There are just no other words. Nancy Irwin. Since my last report, CVFDs responded to 7 emergency dispatches, 1 structure fire, 3 alarms, 2 grass brush forest fires, 1 mutual aid. Annual contracts have been renewed with both Valley Communications to provide fire dispatching service, and I am responding for the CAD mapping and text messaging service. 571 is currently having a new pump platform constructed by the members. Historically, the pump has always been mounted at the rear of the boat, but because of this access weight, it has always caused it to be stern heavy and create access wake while traveling slowly. It's also made it hard to achieve a proper plane while traveling on open water. The new platform will move the pump to the bow of the boat. 571 is also having the Marine VHF radio replaced. The current unit has been in the boat since it was donated to CVFD and was non-operational when the boat was launched this year. Officers are in process of completing a complete review of the P-33 registration issued by the municipality and have another meeting planned for next week to compile. CVFD's Monday evening practical training sessions continue to be suspended due to coronavirus pandemic, and members continue to take advantage of the free online courses offered by the Nova Scotia Firefighter School. Finally, for the past several years, CVFD has partnered with Community Safety Net to provide fire safety books to the children in our fire district. This year, we've teamed with Blandford, Chester Basin, and Western Shore Fire Departments and increased the books this year to 168. We'd like to thank all of the businesses and residents of the municipality who donated to this program. The books will be distributed to all 7 to 11-year-old students attending CBS this fall. Thank you, respectfully, Everhill's Fire Chief.
Thank you, Chief. Again, Dennis, could we send a letter to the responding department? I don't want it to become, but when we have structure fires and things like that, a letter just saying thank you.
To who?
To the responding department.
Oh, okay.
We should actually make that a sort of a mandatory thing that, you know, when these fire departments all come in from all around and help out, that we actually give recognition to them in some fashion. So, anybody got a question for the Chief? Michael.
Yes. How's the 45-gallon drum of cleaning solution lasting?
Lasting quite well. There's still quite a bit left, and I was actually going to point out that if the commission was interested in looking to utilize some of that for the facilities, the washrooms, that there is plenty available. It's a 10-minute wet contact time, hospital-grade food service safe, so it could be used as an end-of-day spray down to mist the entire bathroom to let it sit overnight.
Okay, thanks, Chief.
Is that where you were going, Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else got anything to say?
Everett?
Yes.
Do you have a pressurized container that you can put the solution in? A 2-gallon container?
Yeah, we utilize the air compressor right into the station with automotive paint sprayer, but it could be applied with a mister.
Home Hardware has these containers that you pump up to build the pressure and then it sprays.
Yeah.
I think the cost is about $60 if the commission feels it worthwhile to purchase that. The solution can be mixed in there and sprayed.
Castle has them as well. We have them.
We just found that it was too heavy of an application for what we needed.
Right, yeah, but we don't have a...
We're using an automotive paint sprayer to apply it.
No, I'm readying for the pool, the washroom.
Yeah.
Everett, is it ready to be used or does it need to be diluted?
It can be diluted to be used as a cleaner, but as a disinfectant, it's just application.
Okay, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
So does it have a DIN and is approved by Health Canada?
Yes, I can send you the link to the website for the product, Joanne.
Oh, that'd be great, thank you.
Copy Dennis too, Jeff, the rest of us. Anybody else got anything to say? If not, I'd like to get a motion and second on Chief's report, please.
So moved.
Second.
Michael second, Joanne. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. 7D, Nancy, the Village Advisory Report.
All right, we are still working our way through the policies that are associated with the land use bylaws, but the Voices and Choices on the municipal website is now open for comment from the public. And if you have questions, you sign up to submit your questions and they will be answered for you. That's it. Voices and Choices, pass the word around.
Okay.
Thank you.
On Nancy's report, as she spoke, get a motion and a seconder, please.
I'll make that motion.
Michael, second, please.
I'll second.
Martin, did you just...
Martin.
Thumbs up, Martin. Okay. Michael motions, Martin second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Nancy. Now on item 8, new and other business, we talked about the property tax exemption policy. It's on page 23-26. Dennis, maybe you can just give us...
Yeah, I spoke to Malcolm at the municipality, and it's identical to their policy, and they would distribute it the same way they distribute theirs. We could advertise on our website that there's a property tax exemption available for people with low income, and pick up a form at the municipality. And the director of finance on page 24, Malcolm and his staff will go over the applications to ensure they comply with the policy because they're familiar with the policy, and they would say yes or no. On page 26 is the actual application. That's what I'm talking
about. So in order to pass that, we've talked about this before, you need a motion to pass this so that we can push it along to MODC.
Yeah, I don't have, I just have one question, Dennis, on section 5.0, the final sentence. This would include...
5.0?
Yeah.
5.0, page 25.
Okay. Okay, what's the question?
Just wondering what word it should be. This would include ant fees.
This would include... I don't know. I gotta look it up.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for pointing that out. I didn't see it. Okay. I don't know what it would be.
It could be all.
I don't know. That's my typing.
Yes.
I think if they mean any.
Any, yes.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, he and lawyer next to each other.
So we're going to ask for a motion, please, to pass that policy with the change of the any in 5.0, so we don't have to bring this back again.
Yes, please.
I'd like to make a motion, if possible.
What was that you said?
I'd like to make that motion, Bill.
Okay, Michael. Seconder, please. Martin, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Dennis, you'll take care of that for us.
Yeah, I think Martin aspires to be a Roman emperor.
Yeah.
Is this your name vote?
Now, anything else to talk about here?
Yeah.
Right now. Okay.
If I may ask a question.
Yeah. Who's that? Everett?
Me, the chief. We're in process of the application for the Emergency Service Provider Fund to give us additional funds towards the SCBA replacement. That is $50,000 in the budget capital. It's a question, really, does that need to go in any sort of tendering process? There's really only one main provider. There is a second provider in the province that we could utilize, but typically pricing, one supplier will probably give us better pricing. It is $50,000 on the capital. I guess that's my question. Can we move forward? I still have to do the process of application, but will that have to go through a tendering for these $50,000?
I think following the purchasing policy would answer that. So I can't.
Yeah. It's
like it would need to go to tender.
Yeah, anything
about it? We have a threshold, don't we, of what amounts can be spent without going to tender?
Yeah, we do, and you're not going to buy all. Are you buying all these at the same time, ever?
Yes.
Okay.
You say that there are only two suppliers for this, the SCBA?
For this brand that we currently use, yes.
I would send a letter to each and say, what's your price?
Yeah, I have quotes from one. The other one's kind of difficult to get quotes back from, I guess we'll go with. Depends on who you get a hold of at the time of day, because SCBA for fire is not their main game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're just a vet. They can sell it. They can sell for Scott, but they don't sell SCBA for fire that much.
Okay. Well, get some prices and come back to us.
Yeah, I have the price. It's right here in front of me. It's
okay.
All of $70,000. That would include the $20,000 from the Emergency Service Provider Fund if we're fortunate enough to get it.
Michael, you have
Bill.
Yes, Michael.
Who's purchasing this stuff?
Well, it's...
Is it the commission?
Fire department.
The fire department
would have to follow their purchasing policy, which, if they have one.
Right. Obtain quotes if available, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And you're right, Michael, that's...
You need to be able to breathe inside a fire.
Everett
would purchase the best equipment for his men.
Yes.
And women. Everett, you mentioned 70,000.
Correct. 50 from our capital and 20 from the Emergency Service Provider Fund.
Okay. So with the 50, if there hadn't been the Emergency Service Provider Fund, you wouldn't have got a full complement?
Oh, we're not getting near a full complement.
What, 10 is it, or?
Five. Six.
Yeah. 6 of 23 on our replacement.
All right.
Bill, think you're gonna stand up.
Billy, you saying something? You wanna say something, Billy?
Yeah, I think if you guys look at your policy, we went through it back a few years ago that If there's only one company in the province that can supply an item that we use,
yeah,
and you can get away from the tendering because if there's right. no other problem. If there's no other, I think that's written in the policy.
Yeah, you guys are, it's a, this is specialized stuff. You just don't grab it anywhere. It's not.
It's like if you're buying Michelin tires. It's like if you're buying Michelin tires for a fire truck, there's very few companies around the province that sell them.
That's correct.
Right? It's Michelin. I mean.
Anyway, you need the gear. So.
Okay. I think I've got the direction that I need out of that, and we'll handle it.
All right. Hearing that, is there anything more before I call on Michael? Nancy?
No.
Joanne?
Nope.
You got a blue beard there, Joanne. Martin? You good?
No, I just have one thing that's totally off of everything else. Have you guys been down on the Queen Street extension for a ride lately? Down below, down over the hill past towards Edward Pierce's statue down in that area.
Well, I drove by it the other night. It's so fun.
Are you talking about the new planting?
The new planting on the sidewalk, yeah. Is that, I understand why it's being done totally. I do understand that. There was a
It's being discussed and has been discussed at the village planning. Unfortunately, okay. Property is owned by TIR. Mm-hmm. So the municipality has no jurisdiction. I suggested that if people have, that a staff member should go to the owner of the property and say, show me your permit from TIR that allows you to do that. And then, but the municipality's hands are tied.
Okay. It's just that this is one, and if it catches on, we'll rapidly lose any parking within the village that we have for...
It is catching on.
Race week, whatever, you know, it's just going to be... And then if we decide we want to do sidewalks down through there, now you've got to, what are you going to do then? Move all that stuff.
Well, once they build or put something there, then they might make a claim for it. Listen, I haven't been down, but I will take the drive. If you wheel fire trucks down there, you going to have any problem?
Only you're going to have a problem if you get somebody that parks on the street adjacent to what they're doing and shuts the road down a bit more.
And that has happened.
Well, that's a typical race week, any kind of a festival or anything, in the village, that does happen anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, look at down at, Water Street. Just on a typical Friday evening when it's busy, that's one spot that's hard to get through with a fire truck.
Well, yeah. every picnic in the park, we lose access down Central Street towards you, Nancy.
Yeah,
a lot of business days, we even have restricted maneuverability heading down Central Street with people at the municipal office. They park on both sides of the road there and cut us down to all of one lane. So it's not uncommon here.
But those are cars parking, and if you build a permanent structure, it's a little different.
Absolutely. I think maybe we should, just everybody look at it and see what you think of it.
Okay. And maybe Dennis, take a drive by and have a look, and maybe we can fashion a nice letter. Now, you say MODC is, their hands are tied?
Yeah, we don't have any jurisdiction.
But we can send something to TIR, because my concern is, yeah, my concern is with it all is...
That's probably a good idea, Bill.
What?
It's probably a good idea.
Building a permanent structure that all of a sudden balloons into a big problem because the car's parked across the street and we can't get fire engines through. I mean, the engine's going through and you might have 10 damaged cars. It's like a big bus going through. It happens in Halifax all the time. People picking off mirrors. So, Joanne?
Out of respect for my coworker, I'm going to have to leave.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Michael?
of July 15th, 7 p.m.
Good for you, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'd also like to call for an adjournment of this meeting.
Thank you, Michael. Take care. And
thank you.
Take care.
Good night.